Good evening, this is Shivashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Navratri, the 9-day long festival to worship goddess Durga, began today with religious fervor and gaiety. During Navratri, the 9 forms of goddess Durga are worshipped. On the first day, Devi Durga is worshipped as Shailaputri. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished the people on the auspicious occasion of Navratri. In a social media post, Modi said, "May this holy festival dedicated to Shakti Bandana prove to be auspicious for everyone." The Prime Minister added that on the first day of Navratri, he has offered prayers to Ma Shailaputri with folded hands. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon students to embrace strong moral values in behavior and work ethics. She was addressing the convocation ceremony of Mohanlal Sukaria University in Udaipur today on the first day of her 2-day Rajasthan visit. The President said students should not do any such work in their lives which may tarnish their character. She said that the highest moral values should be part of their behavior and work style. The President said that Baba Saheb Bhimrao Ambedkar believed that character is more important than education. She told the students that there should be integrity in every aspect of their life. The President said that the country has set a global goal of becoming a developed nation by 2047. This national goal can be achieved only with the contribution of the young generation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's popular radio program Mann Ki Baat has completed 10 years today. It was on this day in 2014 Modi had started sharing his thoughts through the program on Akashvani. In the 10 years journey of the program, the Prime Minister has touched significant social, cultural, environmental and behavioral issues which have created positive impact in the country. Mann Ki Baat has become an important platform for interaction between the Prime Minister and the citizens. In the Mann Ki Baat episode of last month, Modi said that the 10-year journey of the program has created a garland of sorts in which every episode encompasses new sagas, new records, and new personalities get added. The Prime Minister added that the listeners of Mann Ki Baat are the real anchors of this show. The authorities of Pakke Tiger Reserve today held a crucial meeting with the homestay owners of fringe villages as part of the Ban Sambad, Sambad Se Samadhan initiative. The discussion centered on enhancing the quality of homestays to attract more tourists, boost ecotourism and create livelihood opportunities in the region. DFO Satya Prakash Singh, who chaired the meeting, stressed the importance of maintaining high-quality homestays to attract tourists, ensuring comfort, safety and a memorable experience for visitors, thereby enhancing the appeal of the region. He informed that the Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change is committed to providing financial assistance to support the establishment and improvement of homestays in Pakke Tiger Reserves. New homestays will receive funding of 2.5 lakh rupees, while the existing ones will be eligible for 50,000 rupees to upgrade the facilities. The Confederation of Service Associations of Arunachal Pradesh, KUSHAP, a team of which inspected the ongoing construction work for the Common Directorate in Itanagar on Wednesday, said that the Common Directorate complex, bringing together all the directorates under one roof, is innovative and functionally convenient for all the stakeholders. Expressing satisfaction over the work progress, KUSHAP appealed to the government to increase the planned G+6 building to G+8 to accommodate new directors that might be created in future. The ruling BJP in Arunachal Pradesh felicitated the medal-winning para-athletes from the state in a function at party head office in Itanagar yesterday on the occasion of Gandhi Jayanti under Seva Pakhwada 2024. Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Kento Jini, along with IPI Minister Niyato Dukam, Industries Minister Wang Kiluang, MLA Muchu Mithi, State BJP Vice President Tarak, feted the winner para athletes at national and international level in presence of members of Paralympic Association of Arunachal and others. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.